Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So this morning, I want to talk about something that's been on my heart for a while, something that I've been wanting to speak about. And that is, if you are not doing something from the heart, don't do it at all. There are so many people out here who are trying to create this image that is not really who they are. They are doing things for the wrong reasons. They have hidden agendas. And when you are truly doing something for others from the heart, it's not about what you're going to get back. You don't complain when you are doing it. You don't put someone down in the midst of helping them. That defeats the purpose. You may as well not do it at all. Your services are not needed if that is that type of attitude that you are going to have. And I've talked about it in previous episodes when I talked about the less fortunate, when I talked about empathy and having compassion for other people. There are so many people in this world who need help, who just need someone to have a conversation with, who just need someone to acknowledge them and be understanding and show that they care. And there are so many snakes and heartless people out here who will take what someone is going through only to use it against them later. You don't put anyone down for their circumstances, whatever challenging time they may be going through. Because at any point, you could be in a good situation and something may happen. And sometimes it's like a domino effect. One thing happening can affect so many other things in your life at the same time. And it does not make you a bad person. I've said this before, that bad things do happen to good people. It does not make you a bad person. So if you are not genuinely concerned and, you know, caring about what someone is experiencing, and you just want to truly be there because it brings you joy and you really want to help and you really want to see them in a better situation, then don't do it. Because it's going to reveal itself. How you truly feel is going to come out. And when people are already going through a challenging time, they don't need someone there who's going to bring bad energy and make them feel even worse and make the situation worse. What is the point of that? Don't force yourself to do something that you don't want to do. You're not obligated to do it. But also, it's not fair to the person for you to make them feel as if you are forcing yourself. You're forcing yourself to be someone that you are truly not. Empathetic people, compassionate people, it is just natural. It's natural for us to care about other people. We don't have to know them. We don't have to have a personal relationship with them. It's just that is what we feel when we see other human beings going through a challenging time. Just saying, how are you doing? Just saying, what can I do to help you? And just to see the face of some people, how they light up, just at the most simple things. It could be a few dollars. Just talking to them, you know, just offering some encouraging words, you know, giving them advice, you know, just things like that, simple things like that. And so again, I just want to send a message that, you know, if you really do not care about people and that is not who you are, don't try to pretend. Don't be fake. Because we have enough of that in this world. We don't need any more of it. We don't need you making things worse for people. Let the people who are truly genuine, who truly do things from the heart, let us be the ones to be there to help other people. That is what the world needs more of. And again, you never know. It's important to humble yourself no matter what. Don't think because you may be doing good at a certain point in your life, never get to a point where you look down on other people and believe that you are better than anyone, because you are not. And if you do not humble yourself, trust me, at some point, life is going to humble you. So let's be respectful to people. Let's, you know, be kind. And again, if you don't want to help someone, don't force yourself to do it. Don't make someone feel bad for you being there. Don't complain about it. That is not necessary. That is not needed. You keep that to yourself. But for the people who truly are, you know, on a mission of just helping other people, and that is me. That is something that I'm going to continue to do as long as I'm here. I do it from the heart. I see it on a daily basis. And, you know, sometimes it brings tears to my eyes and it brings me joy. And I just want to do more and more of it, because it truly is something I am passionate about. It's something that fulfills me. And, you know, I love to see people just happy and smiling and feeling good. I don't want to see anyone hurt. I never want to be the reason why someone is sad or, you know, hurting. I can't have anything like that on my heart. So I always strive to, you know, be the best person that I could be and give out good things into the world and be good to other people. And God has shown me, because so many amazing things have come back to me in a big way. And it's important for you to remember that even when you are going through a challenging time, even when other people hurt you, even when other people abandon you and treat you badly, continue to be the person that you are. Because God knows, He sees everything. He knows everyone from the inside out. And when you continue to be that good person, even in the midst of challenges, so many good things will continuously come back to you. So just remember that. So keep being who you are, keep being genuine, and always do things from the heart. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, I'm wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.